You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator, Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul. Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to go back and hear something I preached just a couple months ago, and it's right out of the series, which we just wrapped up at church, and that was a verse-by-verse study in the book of Ephesians. This is called One Baptism. That's what we're going to look at here Monday and Tuesday. Currently at Island, we are in a study in Moses. And on Wednesday, you'll hear the sermon from just the other day. And that would be Moses and the Burning Bush. So it's a 5-week long series. You are invited. You know, we'd love to see you. If you are looking for a new church or if you're new to the area and you haven't found a church yet, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Wednesday nights, 6 for Bible study, and our Sunday worship service is at 10:30 a.m. Lasts about an hour and 15 minutes. Love to see you. We'll roll out the red carpet for you, and you'll be warmly greeted by this awesome church family here at Island Community Church. Okay, so look for that Wednesday and Thursday, Moses and the Burning Bush. Here today, Monday and Tuesday, I'll let this opening play on Tuesday. But if it is Tuesday, this is the end of this message. And this is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Okay, I'm assuming everyone has one of these. This is one of these good handouts for you to keep perpetually. You know, a long time ago for me at Moody Bible Institute, I learned what the number one most important thing that a pastor is supposed to do. And that is teach this book. Number one, this is what I'm here. Everything else comes second to that. The most important thing is for me to teach you the Word of God. From New Testament, cover to cover. Some will excite you and make you want to shout. Some might not be quite as exciting. Now, today's sermon, I can't let go by the wayside without teaching on it. Last week, I barely even read the verse and gave a brief description of each point. So let me ask the question. Has any Christian ever come up to you and ask you, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Has anyone ever asked you that? How would you answer them? Would your answer be guesswork, Google, assumption? Or would it be from a solid working knowledge of the Word of God? Now, before we start this teaching, let me first clue you in as to why another Christian might ask you such a question. If someone were to ask you, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? What they want to know is, do you speak in tongues? That's what they want to know. That's why they've asked you that question. So if you don't speak in tongues, then know you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what they think, and that's what they would tell you if they were honest with you. Now, this notion immediately breaks the unity of the Spirit we've been looking at the last 2 weeks in here. Makes me question whether or not I am in some way inferior to this other spiritual giant that said that to me, who seems to have a direct pipeline to God that I don't have. So is that true? Am I lacking something? Am I missing something? Am I only operating on four cylinders like a Yugo while this other person's got some kind of Trans Am or something? That's the main point of today's sermon, one baptism. We blew right by it last week. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And I mentioned, yeah, one baptism. No, God wants me to slow down and teach on this. I want the church educated to know how to answer this. Because they never expect you to be able to answer this question. They expect you to go, I don't know, call my pastor. No, you need to know. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, for us, it's easy to say, well, no, there's not. There's many. There are many lords. I saw on TV just last week this little nerdy boy with a stupid hat on. Little Lord Fauntleroy. There's one Lord. Listen to this excellent verse, 1 Corinthians 8:5. It says, for even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven and earth, and then he put in parentheses, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. So one faith doesn't need any more explaining from me what that means. But one baptism. Look at all the legit baptisms that we have. I've got a printout of my office proving 9 baptisms mentioned in the New Testament. 9. Count them. We're going to look at just a few of them here. Number 1, water. Water baptism. Romans 6:3 says, do you not know as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Water baptism, right? Jesus commanded this. Matthew 28:19, the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He also said in the Gospel of Mark, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is what? Baptized. That's water. Down you go. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Yikes. Everyone here been baptized? I mean, you're here to command. Baptism doesn't save you, but he commands you to be baptized. Do what he says, right? Right, Tim came up to me. How long ago was that now, Tim? Over a year ago now. Says, I need to be baptized. And that's what we did. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. King James says, damned. The Apostle Peter put it this way: repent and let all of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. Then there's John the Baptist. Matthew 3:13, this is then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan, they went out to him and they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Water. Even Jesus himself, Matthew 3:13, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. Now when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now that is one kind of baptism, water baptism. Here's another. I'll call this baptism by fire. This would be, where am I reading from? I don't even know. Let me read it. Then James and John, sons of Zebedee, they came to Jesus and said, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we want. And he said to them, what do you want me to do? And they said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and one on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, we're able. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, you will be baptized. Now, what kind of baptism is that? That's the baptism of getting crowned on the head with this. Baptism by fire means to be associated with something, not just water. With the baptism that I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it is prepared. All right, so there's two baptisms, even though the Apostle Paul said in our main text, right? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Either the word of God's wrong or that means something other than what we think it means. Here's baptism number three. To be baptized into something. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers passed under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. And they all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food. They all drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So, you see, they were all baptized into something. Okay, lastly, is the baptism the Apostle Paul's referring to in our main text this morning when he says one baptism. And that is to be baptized. The Greek words are onumati, spirit baptism, which, by the way, no one knows today what that means in English because of this preposition, en, E-N, can either mean one of three things. This, either he meant by this, baptized by the Spirit, or baptized in the Spirit, or baptized with the Spirit. They don't know how to take that preposition. They don't know what he meant by it, which one. Really, all three are right. All three are true. So let's see this in action, and I'll explain what it means. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, all have been made to drink. Notice you didn't ask for this. This happened to you. You didn't beg anyone for this. All have been made to drink into one Spirit. So notice he says all Christians have been baptized. You see that? By one Spirit we were all baptized. Every one of us is the same. There's no super Christian. We were all baptized. Not some have and some haven't. Not if you ask the Lord for it or believe for it, you will receive it. The Bible says that all Christians have been baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. We are all equal. No one can run around here thinking they're better than another Christian or that they possess more of God than another believer does. So let me show you how that is a false teaching and contrary to the Word of God. Three places. Please write them down. Hold on to this handout containing these verses. A lot of work went into this. Okay? Let me prove through the Word of God what I said. First proof is Colossians 2:10. And I need some water. I'm trying to show you that when someone comes up, no, I've got it under here. I need to gasp for water for a second. I'm giving you the evidence. If someone ever comes up and asks you someday, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? What they never expect from you is an answer. If you answered 100 of them, 99.999% wouldn't know what to do next. Because no Christian ever has an answer. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Your answer is, of course I have. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Right? Know the Word of God. That's just a real pet peeve of mine. Ignorant Christians that don't know the Word of God. All right, proof number one, that no Christian is better than you. It's Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, says this, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. You see, you lack nothing. You come short in no way. No Christian is better than you. No Christian has more of God than you. No one. You're complete. You've got it all. Proof number two, Romans 8:9. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. You catch that? If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are not saved. You're not a Christian. Because all Christians have the Holy Spirit. Proof number three, 2 Peter chapter 1. This one's my favorite. Peter writes, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, the power of God has given to us all things that pertain to two things, life and godliness. You and I are 100% equipped to do all things through Jesus Christ that pertain with, first of all, how to live right. You don't lack anything to go out here and live right. You've got it all. He's given to us all things. And that's the true evidence of you being baptized by the Holy Spirit. How do you treat your wife? You want some evidence you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit? How do you treat your wife? There's some evidence. How do you treat your husband? There's some evidence. Steal? Do you act like a devil? Do you smoke, chew, and swear? And you tell me you're baptized with the Holy Spirit? No, you don't do those kind of... It's evident for me to see by looking at how you treat your family. How you treat others. Which goes along with the second thing Peter said, godliness. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to you looking like Jesus when you look in the mirror. You've got it all. No less than Billy Graham or Adrian Rogers or anybody else. We're equal. You see, anything else breaks the unity. Here we are. We're like a train chugging along, right? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Here comes someone over here going, oh, no, no, no. I had a plate of linguine last night and had a dream. Someone told me there was five baptisms. You've broken the unity of the Spirit. Go take a seat somewhere. Unity. One baptism. Spirit baptism, not two. The Bible says one. Right? You got to decide where you're going to stand. This is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist says this. He said, I indeed baptize you with water. All right, now remember this, because in 2 minutes, I'm going to ask you to remember this. Notice the distinction with what he's going to say now. This is John the Baptist speaking. I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Notice the difference. Notice as we move, I'm going to cut to the chase and give you the whodunit before we get to the whodunit. Notice the person baptized with water is not saved. The water didn't save you. It's the Spirit baptism that came later did. So remember that when we get to that in a minute. I indeed baptize you with water. Under repentance. John came to pave the way. He softened us up. With a soft, tender heart. Thanking God we've been saved over some of these things that we've done. And now we're ready. We're right for Christ. I baptize you with water under repentance, but he who's coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It is this baptism our main text is talking about. By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. So what does that mean? How does it happen? Let's go back to the day of Pentecost, find that out. You guys want to turn with me, if you're able? Acts chapter 2. If you'd like to turn. If not, I'll just read it. No problem. Won't keep you more than another hour this morning. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Now this is the true baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is when it all began. Now, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord, and I don't mean Honda. Everyone knows Jesus drove a Rubicon. They were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Well, I'm going to get in trouble for saying Jesus drove on a Rubicon. I'm sorry for that. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is the beginning of the ministry of the Holy Spirit here on earth. To receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to have the Holy Spirit enter your body just like these on Pentecost and take up residence on the inside of you. That's what this means. This means that when you became a Christian, you're not alone. God has taken up residence on the inside of you, just like Jesus said it was going to be. Listen to him. He said in John 14, 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Paul the Apostle says this. Listen to him. He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Here's another. Examine yourselves as to whether or not you are part of the faith. Scrutinize yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. You see, you possess the Holy Spirit just like the rest. Here's another, Romans 8:10. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Here's another. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. I like the NIV that says we have this treasure in jars of clay, breakable as they may be. We have this treasure in jars of clay, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The treasure is him. The jars of clay is us, breakable, short-lived. This was the great mystery of the church, is that someday God was going to take up residence inside of you. That's good news. And what blasphemy it is to think only some of you. You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Praise.